You're listening to the audio production of Stronger Together, Seven Partnership Virtues and the Vices That Subvert Them, by Dave Harvey, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. Dedication. To the planters and pastors of Great Commission Collective. Because the gospel is so worthy, it's glorious to even make the attempt. Introduction. When pastors need more than each other. 25 years. It's been a while, but I'll never forget the 25th anniversary celebration in the church where I pastored. To commemorate, our leadership and a team of volunteers transformed a portion of our church building into a gallery of memories, a museum that would remind the congregation of God's faithfulness through our journey together. When we thought about how to mark the moment, one of our pastors had an idea. Let's make certain that the exhibit reflects the church's diversity by inviting a cross-section of our members to share their experience of the church. That pastor gathered singles, parents, children, newlyweds, those who had just joined, and those who had been there for the whole ride. Each person was assigned a section of the museum where they could portray what they experienced and treasured about our church's history. An 11-year-old was given a space and told, "This is your wall. Go, create." Then one evening, right before the anniversary day, the ribbon was cut, and a small group who had been there from the first 5 years entered the museum. We approached slowly, wondering how 25 years of history would be remembered, how it would be portrayed. Turning the corner, this is what I saw. There were 7 exhibits spaced throughout the room. Each one was a visual depiction of the church's ministry and values: outreach, children's ministry, youth, community life. Turning to my right, I saw a beautiful memorial wall to the members that we had lost. But perhaps the most surprising, the most striking of displays was the wall dedicated to our long-standing partnership with our church planting network. The display included copies of magazines, T-shirts from events, and even pictures of leaders who had visited our church as guest speakers. On the wall, there was a space dedicated to the churches that we had helped to plant, 11 new churches over 2.5 decades. Spread across the length of the exhibit hall was a 200-foot banner, a timeline that captured important moments from the church's history. A quick glance at those events illustrated the seamless connection between our local church and our network partnership. It would have seemed impossible to separate the two organizations' histories. As I stood and pondered the display, I remembered something. What I beheld was not a version of our history intentionally manufactured by a paid staff member. No, this wall reflected the vision of church members. It was their interpretation of essential influences that had shaped what our church had become, our identity. It was their history to tell. And when they told it, our church planting network was a vital part of the story. The people saw that when it came to our journey over the last 25 years, this partnership made an enduring difference. We were stronger together. Pluralities need partnerships. Maybe your church has never been part of a network or a denominational partnership, and you can't relate to my story. Or maybe you've been there, done that, and have left underwhelmed by the experience. Perhaps you long for connection and have a dream for your own 25-year or 50-year anniversary. You want to plant churches. You want to serve fruitfully. You want to finish strong. Or maybe you have questions, good questions, like, where should my church go to find a place where we can feel connected to God's larger mission? How can we learn how to become a healthy elder team that endures over time?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?